Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 1 Samuel 23. In the previous episode, we saw that wonderful passage, the first 13 verses or so of the chapter, where we see really that profound truth that God has foreknowledge about everything. Okay, He knows everything about everything, every permutation, every possibility. Remember, God created creation. Time is a part of creation. God is not limited by any part of His creation, so He's not limited by time. So His thoughts, His ways, His understanding move in and out of what we call the linear timeline. So present, past, and future have no meaning to God from the point of view of limitation. And you say, well, there is no limitation with God. Precisely. There is no limitation with God. And so it's just a great passage to show, because David had inquired of the Lord and says, hey, is Saul going to come after me? And the Lord said, yeah. Are the people of Keilah going to turn me over? God says, yeah. David hightails it out of there. He leaves. I'm not going to hang around. It never happened. So was God's foreknowledge incorrect? No, His foreknowledge was not incorrect at all. He had knowledge about what was going to happen. He communicated it. And David, the wonderful example here of the sovereignty of God and responsibility of man. David says, well, I'm not going to sit here and wait for God to rescue me. I'm going to get up and leave. And so that wondrous, marvelous thing of how God created us to work, you know, I can say hand in glove, but even that sort of limited understanding of our relationship with God. So David leaves. Well, it says that Saul gave up the pursuit. Well, don't think that he's going to quit chasing after David. He's going to plan another strategy. We've already seen example after example after example after example of how he is trying to capture David and kill him. So verse 14 says this, David stayed in the wilderness in the strongholds and remained in the hill country in the wilderness of Ziph. Ziph, Z-I-P-H. That word actually means battlements, I think. Yeah, battlement. And Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand. So there we go. It's clarified. Saul was seeking a way to get him every day. He sought him every day. But Saul also was trying to save face, as we'll see with this account right here. He did not want to just go Harry Carey into a situation where he heard that David was and have David play him a fool again and Saul not capture him. Saul was tired of this stuff. He wanted to capture him, but he wasn't going to chase it after every lead. But something else interesting here. Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand. God did not deliver David into Saul's hand. God has the power to save. God has the power to deliver. He could have done either one, and he didn't deliver him into Saul's hand. Now, verse 15. Now, David became aware that Saul had come out to seek his life while David was in the wilderness of Ziph at Horesh. So David knew that Saul was after him. We've seen this repeatedly. But now he becomes aware that Saul knows where he is. That's what this means, that Saul is seeking after him. He's still pursuing him. Verse 16. And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David at Horesh and encouraged him in God. Now, Jonathan, Saul's son, the one that he's made covenant with repeatedly in various ways, affirmation, confirmation of the covenant that they'd made, Jonathan gets up and goes out and visits with him. Well, if Saul's looking for him, then how in the world did Jonathan know where to find him? Well, Jonathan knew where he was, but he had not told his father. There's some type of point here, some type of contact. Perhaps it was God giving him revelation. We're not told that at all. Okay? I suspect that they had ways and means. We've seen examples of that already. But Jonathan comes and he encourages him in God. He strengthens his hand, is what that word encourage means. He encourages him, strengthens him in God. Verse 17, he says this. Thus he said to him, do not be afraid, because the hand of Saul, my father, will not find you, and you will be king over Israel, and I will be next to you. And Saul, my father, knows that also. So there we go. What we've been alluding to, what I've said several times already, is point direct right here. Jonathan said, don't be afraid. Even though my father's coming at you. Don't be afraid, because I know you're going to be king. You're going to be king of Israel, and I'm going to be next to you. And I don't think it's so much saying I'm going to be second in command, but Jonathan was the one that would be the king. He was the king, the heir apparent here, Saul's son. But he had already through covenant, handed that over to David and said, I know that you're the one that's going to be king. And you know what? I'm going to be next to you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be by your side. We've already seen this type of language and terminology pointing to their relationship and how close they were. He said, I'm going to be next to you. We're going to see how this is going to turn out. In a manner of speaking, he is next to David, but not in a way that he probably understood it when he said this. We'll see this later. But he said this, my father knows this. He says, Saul, my father, knows this also. Then verse 18, so the two of them made a covenant before the Lord, and David stayed at Horesh while Jonathan went to his house. So they made the covenant again, reiterated the covenant, confirmed, affirmed the covenant. Now watch what happens, verse 19. Then Ziphites came up to Saul at Gibeah, saying, well, who are the Ziphites? Well, you look at that word, and it says people that live in Ziph. Yeah, well, that's useful. Well, where was David at? He was in the strongholds of Horesh in the Ziph, the region of Ziph. So the people of the land come up to Saul, and they said this, is David not hiding with us in the strongholds at Horesh on the hill of Hakalah, which is on the south of Jeshimon? So they come to Saul and says, hey, David is hiding here. And they're very precise. They tell exactly where he is. He's on the strongholds of Horesh. He's on this particular hill there of Hakalah. And this is on the south side, or really the right-hand side of Jeshimon. This is very precise exactly what mountain and what hill he's on. And then they say this in verse 20. Now then, O king, come down according to all the desire of your soul to do so. And our part shall be to surrender him into the king's hand. So they're turning him, they're turning him over to Saul. They're saying, we know exactly where he is. You come on down, you bring your folks with you, and we will surrender him into the king's hands. In other words, we're going to join with you in capturing him. Watch what Saul's response was. Saul said, may you be blessed of the Lord, for you have had compassion on me. with Saul, one big thing about Saul was it was all about Saul. It was all about him, even this thing right here. May you be blessed of the Lord, for you've had compassion on me. You want to slap him, don't you? Verse 22, go now, make more sure and investigate and see his place where his haunt is and who has seen him there. For I am told that he's very cunning. More than told, he'd experienced it. Verse 23. So look and learn about all the hiding places where he hides himself, and return to me with certainty, and I will go with you. And if he is in the land, I will search him out among all the thousands of Judah. Then they arose and went to Ziph before Saul. The first part of verse 24. So you see what he's saying. Yeah, I like the fact you know where he is right now, but where is he going to be when I get there? Okay? Go back and investigate all the places he has been. Find all of his hiding places, because I'm tired of being made the fool by this guy. And as soon as you know where all the hiding places are, return to me with certainty. When you know all the places that he could flee to, and I'll go with you. And then I'll search out the land among the thousands of Judah, and I will find him, and I will have him, and I will execute him, and I will look good. Because in the words of Saul, it's all about me. Let me tell you what, there's too many that live a form of religion that is the form of Saul. Well, my time's up. We'll press on the story in the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.